It's time now for this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to our friend, Dr. Bill Blackley. Take it away, my friend.
Hey, Joel. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, buddy. What have you got for us?
Pretty hot out there.
Yeah, amen.
So we don't have any work days scheduled in the next week or so. We got some of us leaders are, over 70 years old, and we're trying to watch our health, too, and drink plenty of water if you guys are out there. A lot of great things coming on, though. If you got some young, fresh people who want to go out and work on the trail, we can find something to do in the next few weeks if you want to. But we don't have any planned work day just right now. We have July the 8th. We're not actually doing it. Elkin is doing it. But there is the Family Flotilla. You know, there are five outfitters in the area. We've got really three new outfitters, if people don't know that, for kayak, canoe, floats, and rentals, tubes, and that sort of thing. So the Jonesville Kayak Group and then the Hometown River Company, Rocky Forest River Run, all are new. And then we have the Yadkin River Adventures and Roaring River Canoe and Kayak. So you've got plenty of opportunities to float on July the 8th if you'd like to do it. It should be a lot of fun. And if you own kayak, you can work with them too, and they'll shuttle you down and back. Shout out to Paul Carter at Yadkin River Adventures. They're donating another kayak again this year for the Duck and Turtle Regatta. And Walmart, so sorry to hear about their fire. I think they're shut. I went by there today to get something, and they were shut from that fire they had. But they're donating bicycles and other camping and stuff, paraphernalia for the trails. Want to give you everybody online a couple of ideas to explore if you're out, just want to toot around for an hour or so or 15 or 20 minutes. The section that we've been working on under the Gwen McNeil Bridge and Crater Park, you can enter it from Commerce Street now. It's bicycle and walking, no ATVs and no motorized vehicles on that trail, but it's pretty cool. Will Gwen's done a great job, and shout out to some of the workers that helped do that, Dan Whalen and some others that are doing some volunteer work. So thanks to them. Also, we have just opened and put in the signage for 2 more miles of mountain bike course. It's more a more advanced section. You enter by an intermediate section. There's some easy sections, but it's also intermediate part of it. But there's 2 new miles of bike trail in there now. One 100-foot section of it has been damaged by ATVs. They really churned up the trail, and it's standing water in places. So you can't get your bicycle through right now. You have to walk your bike through that area. So please, if you have a friend who rides an ATV or a motorbike, we really don't want them on the mountain bike course, please, because it just tears it up. The trail is not as wide as an ATV, so enough said on that. We do have cameras we're putting out there now, so it's trespassing if ATVs are on that property. It's also private property, as well as some town property. So thanks so much. Next, we just signed and put in a half a mile of trail at the Carolina Heritage Vineyard. If you want to do something fun, go out and visit Pat and Clyde Caldwell. They've been great supporters. We have one of the vineyard stomps is out there. And so go out and get a glass of wine if you want to, meet Pat and Clyde, and also walk that really nifty new trail. It's really pretty. Bob Hilliard did put in the signage and all last week. Also, we've built within the last week, 2 weeks actually, the Isaac's Trailhead, which is out on Carter Mill Road now. It's a place you can park your car. And then you can go north from there now and go all the way to Birds Branch Campground, go to Grassy Creek. It's a really beautiful trail. You can walk it, jog it, bike it. It's got a 29-foot bridge, 15-foot bridge, and a 15-foot bridge, and a 40-foot bridge, all of which you can ride over with ease. It's a little elevation there, but it's pretty good riding, and there's only one little – you have to cross Brookfall Dairy Road and about 40 feet or so there. It's not on the trail, and then you have to cross – I think it's Pleasant Ridge Road you cross once. So anyway, shout out to Scott Poindexter, Mike Bovender, Edward Hurt, Jerry Bird, and Sarah Martin Bird for helping us with that. And that Grassy Creek trail is pretty cool. And my beeper's going off, and I don't know how to stop it right here. I'm going to walk away from it. How are we doing for time so far?
Oh, we got 1 minute.
Okay. So in addition to the places to explore, I want to give people some heads up. One is we're having a number of walking off the war veterans coming through. Joe Hicks has been meeting them. A number of people, Susan Puckett and others, have been putting the veterans up, meeting them, helping them find some food on the way. But these are people who are now coming back from war and have had some post-traumatic stress issues, and the veterans are helping them, but they're walking our trails, and they're walking from the mountain to sea, which is about 1,150 miles. And so pretty stout guys and girls that are doing it as well. I got a bunch of people to thank. I just don't really know where to start and stop. Jim Harrell, Sarah Stevens helped us recently with some project with the state. That's really, we're thankful for them. Our county commissioners, town commissioners have really been helpful, and just lots of people. All of this depends on individual effort and individual discretion. If you want to see something pretty, go down and check out our wildflower walk. The flowers are really in bloom. A whole field's full of bergamot, a purple, beautiful flower. You know, they use that for tea. It's kind of like a mint. And how's that?
Has got it, buddy. Sounds great.
A lot of stuff going on. Get engaged. Check their Facebook and our website, and check the Stay Informed and get a nice email about what we're doing. And we're having our long-range planning session next week for the next 5 years. So we're excited about lots of new things coming. And look out for Carter Falls and sections going east, Kelvin Settle, Spice Bush Farms, Weyerhaeuser, and the county property of the next 5 miles going east.
I love it.
There you go.
All right, thanks, buddy. Dr. Bill Blackley, folks, with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll see you on a trail soon.
Bye-bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.